This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 13th of April. The most entertaining of the day's action came at Chester Street, where Durham ran out winners by 48 runs against Somerset. Resuming on 96 for 2 in pursuit of 235, Somerset progressed nicely to 130 before the wickets began to tumble. James Hildreth, Joss Butler and Alex Barrow all fell in the space of 4 runs, with the rest soon following. Graham Onions and Ben Stokes ended with 3 wickets each, while there were 2 apiece to Chris Rushworth and Callum Thorpe, as Somerset were all out for 186. It took only half an hour on the final day at Headingley for the result of Yorkshire's first division comeback to be finalised as an innings defeat. Jack Brooks and Gary Balance fell in the space of 3 balls with a score on 248, as Steve McGoffin ended with 5 for 51. Yorkshire were always going to find it hard to come back from their first innings 96, which coach Jason Gillespie termed unacceptable when interviewed afterwards. Middlesex romped home by 10 wickets at Trent Bridge. Toby Rowland-Jones wrapped up the Nottinghamshire second innings for 182 with the first ball of the day, leaving visitors just 108 to win. Chris Rogers and Sam Robson appeared in something of a hurry, and 25 overs later the match was over, and both had unbeaten 50s to their names. Warwickshire and Derbyshire called today with the home side on 201 for 4 at Edgbaston. Varun Chopra and Ian Westwood took their opening stand to 139, before Wes Durston chipped in with a couple of wickets to earn Derbyshire a bowling bonus point. Laurie Evans and Tim Ambrose then took the Bears to their first batting bonus point, at which point the team shook hands. In Division 2, Essex ended on 353 for 6 after 102 overs of their first innings against Gloucestershire. Tom Wesley was finally dismissed for 163 by Will Gidman, but not before he had added 95 with Mark Pertini and 73 with James Foster. For Gloucestershire, James Fuller and Benny Howell ended as the best of the bowlers, with 2 wickets each. Lancashire managed 4 batting bonus points against Worcestershire and eventually declared their first innings at 448 for 7. Ashwell Prince and Simon Katic both fell just shy of 3 figures and took their 4th wicket partnership to 181. Worcestershire then faced 11.1 overs in their second innings before the draws agreed, with them on 26 for 1. The matches at Southampton and Cardiff saw no play on day 4, with Leicestershire wicketkeeper Ned Eckersley left standing on 99 as a result against Hampshire.